So, tell me something terrible. This is part two of our Bloody Benders with Jamie and Beth. If you are super confused, go back and listen to episode 53. Enjoy.
So they had a meeting at the schoolhouse where a lot of the locals decided they were going to discuss public matters, one of which was the accusation of disappearing people along the Mission Road that was all in Osage.
Just stick to it. Be confident with that Osage. Yep.
So a lot of people, there's a lot of like,
you can look at them.
I'm looking for? No, I look a lot. Gossip around why people are disappearing. Yeah. And so Osage County was really upset because it had developed a really negative reputation. So, Shocker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People just keep disappearing. And
people just keep disappearing. Where do we not want a vacation?
When are they going to blame it on the natives? That's coming, right?
They kicked them all off. They can't blame
it. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So the York brothers. Not Dr. York, because he was traveling. There are multiple brothers. I think there's three.
Family had like eight kids back then, so yeah.
If they were lucky. A lot of them died before then.
That's true. They tried to have eight kids. You get like three or four.
They kept dying of dysentery.
Or what was it? Gastritis.
That's what I got.
That's why we had to postpone.
Yes. Thanks, Tiff.
Do we need to check your drinks for arsenic?
Is that what causes?
Do you remember the one with the woman who kept killing all of the children and her husbands?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was early.
A long time ago.
I don't remember that one.
So, Jamie, Beth, cover your drinks.
Yeah. Hide the arsenic.
No, he's too lazy to do that.
Does it smell like chloroform to you?
Yeah. That I would believe.
Whatever
arsenic,
helps you keep
it'd be too cheap to go get arsenic. It's not computer parts. He doesn't care.
Right. It's probably in computer parts.
Probably. So the York brothers, along with the two Bender men, they wound up attending this meeting. So it was decided that there would be a mass search of all of the properties in the area to try to find what could be going on and to put a stop to this. So John Sr. remained silent the entire night. So everybody, their neighbors, everything's like, of course, check our home. And John Sr. was like, nah, bish.
Don't peek behind my curtain. Yeah.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
It's the worst version.
Yeah.
Of Oz ever.
Sorry.
The Bender of Oz.
So that night, March 10th, it was extremely cold night. A pair of friends and their dog traveling along the Mission Road from Independence stopped by the Bender's Inn. So one of the two was already familiar with the stop. He'd been there before, was like, this place is great. These guys are so nice.
So nice.
Yep.
So nice. Bless her heart.
Yeah. It's the trailer park that comes out of me.
Can't take the trailer park out of the girl.
Yeah. Yep. No, dude, if I get mad, I get real ghetto, and I don't mean to. Like,
yeah. Napoleon Trailer Park Ghetto.
Not the Napoleon Trailer She's Park. Michigan
I
Center.
I was the Michigan Center Trailer Park.
Don't worry, that's worse. It's not better. It's just different.
It sounds like there's a war.
There's a lot of meth.
They come whistling and snapping each other.
West Side Story style.
Yeah. High waisted pants. That's in the West Side Story, right?
Yeah, high, sure.
Yeah.
80s. Whatever.
80s?
Whatever. No, West Side Story is based in the 60s.
Off the 80s, but I think it was shot in the 80s.
I don't know.
It was made in the 80s, but it's like based in like 65, 64.
We watch more Sweeney Todd musicals, not West Side Story.
Swing your face or what? Sorry.
All the singing.
Yeah.
So inside, John Sr. was stoking a very minuscule, tiny fire. He greeted the pair coldly and noticed the dog that was with them and immediately tried to hit the sniffing dog with a big stick that he'd snatched up near him.
What's her?
I don't know what's going on, dude. She just started busting up laughing, bro. That's what I'm like. She almost said John Cena. Me and Scott look at each other. What the fuck is going on?
I legit am drunk enough that I could have said John Cena. John Cena. Yeah, he's the big wrestler guy, right?
Okay, yeah. Wrestling, football. Like, he's got muscles, right? He does something.
No, he's got a dad bod with muscles on top.
He was in Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Was he?
The new one. Dude, he's really good.
It was very good.
He's really good in that movie.
But, like, he's still got dad bod with muscles on top.
The new one. It's actually pretty good.
Go see it.
We are bad at catching up on TV. That's why we're going down to one episode a week. We can't watch anything.
Got to catch up on the Letterkenny.
Yeah. They haven't seen Letterkenny. They don't watch Letterkenny.
No.
Oh, yeah, we had this discussion last time when you guys were up.
Yep.
Yes.
It's not worth getting Hulu for, but if you have Hulu, it's worth watching.
Or if you're bombing off of a friend's Hulu.
Well, that too.
You know.
We've all been there.
I mean, I totally pay for Hulu myself.
Yeah. Me too. Separately.
So the owner of the dog stopped him and put the dog outside so this strange man wouldn't just beat his dog for sniffing around like dogs do. I
was really hoping we could avoid the dog violence for an episode.
Yep.
Yes, please.
So John Cena told them that if they wanted to get warm, they would have to try to buy the firewood and build their own fire. That the Benders didn't have any extra wood. So then John Jr. wound up interfering and he placed himself between them and the stove he was building the fire on, threatening them and ordering them to leave immediately. Which they did so despite the freezing weather outside. It seemed odd at the time, but it wasn't until later, after lining up the dates, did it occur to the detectives and the pair of men that had gone that most likely the reason for the small fire and the anxious, rude Benders was the overreaction was that the lawn cores were probably still being stored underneath the trap door that they have in their bedroom.
Okay.
Inside the cellar that was below the house, which is where the Benders kept all of their victims until it was safe to bury their bodies.
Oh, so not alive under the floors. They're dead under the floors.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be stinky? Wouldn't they smell that?
Yes. We'll get to it.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
So March 11th, according to witnesses that saw a man on a wagon that matched Dr. York's description, he was headed toward the Benders at about 10 or 11 a.m. So Dr. York should have arrived about midday at the Benders' wayside inn, undoubtedly asking if the Longcores had been there since it was rumored that the pair had stopped by an inn by Drum Creek. So that night, he was murdered. And after searching
Dr.
the Benders.
York was? Dr. York was?
Yes.
Shit. I thought he was going to
live. Oh, man.
I had a good feeling about Big Bill.
Right?
No. I'm sorry.
God, I thought he was going to be our
hero. My hopes and dreams.
No. I'm really good at ruining people's dreams.
Right?
I was like, Scott's still there.
Yeah. It's like every great TV show. Don't fall in love with the character. They're definitely going to die. So you just.
That's just all Game of Thrones.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, after searching the Benders' house, there were two German books found. In one, it was written Big Slaughter Day, followed by either March 11th or January 8th. So, that's why they think that March 11th was the day that Dr. York was murdered. And there were multiple different accounts from, like, different sources, but most consistently, I think March 11th was the day that it said for
Big Slaughter Day.
Big Slaughter Day.
Not talking about cattle.
Nope. They had no cattle. No, they might. I'm just kidding. They totally had cattle.
160 acres. You'd think they bred cattle.
Yeah, they did have livestock. So The days wore on and the York family became more and more sus. Finally, Senator Andrew York, who is Dr. York's brother, he set out to find his brother along with 75 to 100 volunteers on April 2nd. So they combed over the entire Mission Road, the prairie, they dredged the Drum River, they interviewed every house and homestead and villager that they could find. Eventually, they found the man who had saw Dr. York headed in the direction of the Benders' Wayside Inn. So that is where Senator York headed, along with a group of volunteer men. So once they arrived, Senator York asked the family if they had seen Dr. York. All four of them vehemently denied that he had ever stopped by the inn and that they had never seen a man fitting his description. Eventually, the older benders, they suggested that maybe he had run into trouble with the Native Americans while on the road.
Of course, there it is.
Yes.
There it is.
Yep, you're right. It was,
I was waiting
there.
For it.
Of course it was.
I wrote a lot. I'm like, no, they don't mention it.
No.
You're right, it's there.
Yeah.
It's there. It's always there.
Yes. So Kate suggested that the senator return on the 4th alone, and she could perform a seance to show him exactly where Dr. York's body was buried.
And the senator fell for it? Okay.
Okay. I was like, the call is coming from inside the house.
Run.
So, just get down on your knees.
Knee, and I'm going to rub on your head.
Yeah, I'm going to slowly. Never mind. Just got to know when to stop sometimes.
So that night, the benders, unbeknownst to everybody, left.
Oh, just up and left?
Yep. So they didn't wait until the 4th. They were like, peace. Shit. And left. Was that a mic bump?
It was.
She's done it like 5 times.
I know. It's fine. It's
we're
going to
start
out.
All over. Hold on. Hold on.
That's what she said.
Oh. And my depth perception's bad.
Yeah, she's lightweight. She's had 2 beers. She's hammered.
I'm not hammered. Yeah.
She's
I'm
drunk.
Tipsy.
Yeah.
I'm working on number 4, and I have 3 more pages to read.
She's going to die by the end of this.
This was...
There's noises above us, by the way. It's probably nothing.
This was. So this was like beginning of April. So around May 1st, a man named Billy Toll, who was a nearby neighbor, was driving past the Benders' homestead and noticed the place looked oddly abandoned. So the livestock were on the brink of starving. And after some snooping around, he found a calf that was tied up around the back of the house that had passed away. So about the same time, detectives had also found a wagon that was abandoned and tipped over about 20 miles from the wayside inn.
Little murder signs on it.
With a murder sign.
Yes.
They also had a team of horses that were attached to it that were nearly starved. And then Billy Toll went to inform the town treasury of what he'd found, but because it's May in the Midwest, there was bad weather that kept people from investigating the Wayside Inn. So at this point, word had also reached the Yorks that there was something going on at the Benders' homestead. So Edward York, the brother, sometimes it's reported as Senator York, but it was not. It was a different brother.
It's a lot of Yorks.
Yes. The book that I read was written by the wife of Dr. York.
Okay.
And she said the other brother named Edward was the one who went out this next time. So he had showed up.
So it was Dr. York, Senator York, and Ed.
There's also a lawyer.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't remember what Ed's.
Every family needs an Ed. Overachiever. Ed.
So he showed up at the Benders Inn along with volunteers to search the property. They broke into the house and they found everything mostly intact except for clothing, food, and anything else that was easily movable. So the men were also accosted with a smell of something putrid. There's that stank.
Dr. York rotting in the basement.
Rotting in the basement.
I was going to say cellar.
Not him. Not him.
As far as I know, it was probably just a...
No, they found him.
Okay.
He wasn't in the cellar.
Okay.
Where was he?
Nope, they found him in the orchard. Right next to that orchid.
Oh, the single orchid. The one orchid. Got it.
It was so bad that people had to leave the house. Like they were gagging and throwing up.
Oh, dead corpse. Yeah.
Not a single dead corpse.
Well, that doesn't come in Yankee Candle.
We'll get
Boy, is that rotting flesh?
Smell this, dear.
So, coming this October.
Buy one, get one.
Yeah. Pairs well with pumpkin spice.
Yeah. The basic bitch model.
A lot of basic bitches are into true crime, so yeah. It seems
applicable. That's true.
Exactly.
So, of course, they had to find where this stank was coming from. So behind the canvas partition, they found the trap door that was located at the end of the Bender's single bed. So all four of them
slept in one bed.
Slept in one bed.
Yeah. I mean, possibly cozy. Not.
That doesn't say trauma, but you care.
No.
Maybe they slept in shifts. Like every 2 hours, one would get up.
We'll get. Okay. I didn't include this quote, but Kate was all about her brother. Like there was rumors that she was porking him.
Oh, like Crimson Peak style?
We'll get to it.
It's back to Game of Thrones references here. You know, we got to just keep it going.
So this trap door was nailed shut, but it had a leather handle. So they pried the door open and it revealed congealed blood that had soaked and like congealed on the slab.
Or from dripping through like the boards?
No.
Or just from in the basement?
So they would slit their throats, push back the canvas, open the trap door, and push the bodies inside.
It's fucking Sweeney Todd.
So Sweeney Todd style.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
yeah.
Sweeney Todd style.
Yeah.
Yes, they would bash them in the back of the head.
Would they put them in meat pies and sell them in the grocery store?
No, they buried them. They were fertilizer.
Oh.
Okay. Oh.
Oof. Boy, those apples taste good.
Yep. So
you did say they were German.
Yeah.
Blood sausage.
Blood sausage.
You did like herself some phrenology and blood sausage.
On her knees.
So
it's the taco deer, not the sausage.
Oh, whatever.
So they found it's the
not blood Taco Tuesday.
Oh no.
On your on your service menu for the spa, instead of scalp massage, just change it to phrenology. Yeah.
That sounds fancy.
$20 add-on.
Oh, I can't wait until next Halloween. I'm going to get crazy with the menu.
Oh, no.
I don't have time this year, but next year I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. So they found the blood-soaked slab, and they also found a 6 by 7 foot by about 6 foot deep cellar. So the men then broke up the sandstone slab to discover that the blood had also soaked into the dirt underneath the stone.
Yum.
Yep. But there were no bodies. They even moved the entire house off the foundation to search the rest of the cellar, hoping that they could find anyone buried under any other part of the cabin, but no one was found. So the cellar, which was strategically hidden right behind that spot of honor, the place of honor at the dinner table. So they'd move, they would get bashed in the back of the head with either a sledgehammer, a claw hammer, or a shoe hammer.
By Johnny Depp.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then they would move the curtain, they'd open the trap door, they would shove them inside. Someone would jump down and slit their throat for a good measure, and then they would leave the bodies there to bleed out. And then wait for it to be a more convenient time to bury the bodies, usually at night. Or if they murdered them during the winter, they would stay in the cellar until the ground had thawed enough to bury them.
Nice and cool. Perfect.
Perfect.
Which is why the night that those two men and the dog showed up was super sus. And them keeping that fire really low. They kept it low enough that they personally, the Benders, would not freeze, but not too hot to expedite.
Thaw the bodies?
Yes. Yep.
It's gross.
Yeah. They try to slow the putrefaction.
Well, that's why they all slept in one bed. Stay warm.
Bodies putrefied beneath them.
Yeah, you couldn't heat the house up. Smell like dead bodies.
So anyway, Edward York, overwhelmed, he stepped out into the backyard. Knowing this is where his brother had met his demise, but they still had not found his body. And this is when Edward noticed that there was a weird dip in the orchid with a clump of subsoil sitting above ground. Curious, because the typical plow should not be disturbing soil that was that deeply, like in the ground. So after digging up the soft ground in that little dip, he discovered his brother face down in the dirt, stripped of clothing, with a smashed skull and a slit throat. Yum. How you guys hanging on?
Just yeah. Depressed AF.
It just slowly wears you down, right?
Like, yeah, right?
It's just like I'm listening to any other murder podcast where I'm like, solid.
Of course.
Right?
Of course. That's how it happened.
Yep. It's easy to make jokes in the beginning of the adventure like, fuck, this is sad.
That bitch had it coming.
Yep.
Oh.
The doctor?
Yeah, bitch had it coming. Fuck that doctor. Fuck that doctor. He went searching for people he cared about. Fuck him.
Right? And of all the ones that lived, it was Ed. Come on now. Yeah. That's what teach you. Don't be an overcheer.
You get murdered.
The party then decided to search the garden and the orchard, realizing that constantly tilled up soil was the perfect way to hide bodies. So no one would question it if the ground was soft and tilled up and dug because they're growing food.
Mm-hmm. But if they had pigs, they wouldn't have any evidence at all.
You know? Yeah. Okay.
There is a serial killer who did that.
Yes. And I was gonna ask, in Canada?
Yep. And shit, sold. And they theorize that he actually packaged some of the meat.
Oh, yep.
Mm-hmm. With the pork. Like, it was mixed.
Do you know what he did to his victims?
I don't remember. It's been a long time. They're all sex workers.
Yep. And after investigating him, his last name started with a P. Pinkerton?
Peckerton.
Oh, fuck, what's his name?
I don't remember.
Samsonite.
Wait, I'll Google it.
Someone's got to Google something.
In his house, I think it's George Pinkerton or something like that. He had guns in his house with dildos strapped on them as silencers. Hi. I told you. Y'all are like, don't look up this audio. I'm like,
I don't even know what to Google. I am. My brain has gone foggy.
Wait, what?
When are they going to put the dildo silencers?
Oh, the dildo silencers?
Yeah.
I don't know. Let me add him on Twitter real quick.
All right. Canada Pigs.
Looking at
Robert William Pinkerton. You're close. Pinkerton.
That's it.
Pinkerton.
Yep.
Pinkerton?
I was going to say, are we sure it's not Pinkerton?
No, Pinkerton.
He's
fascinating. I will say that.
A treasure.
Big one.
He killed people with dildos and guns. That's pretty interesting to me.
And pigs.
Yep.
Coming
he's
on.
He's put on trial. I didn't know he was put on trial.
By the way.
Yeah. I think they wound up finding him guilty. But I think it was only the murder of one person they could actually pin him with.
Probably the only one they had evidence left for.
Yes. Yeah, because the rest were eaten
by pigs.
Either pigs or people. You know.
Both.
Both.
Did she warn you guys this was going to be a two-parter and super long?
Yep. So, after finding Dr. York,
we know now.
The search team headed back to the property with steel fence rods, like post rods, in hand. And so they would search the garden and the orchard. So they went around and, like, this was still mid-spring. So they would go through with these rods and they'd poke the ground. And if it went through softly, they knew they were going to hit a body because it was freshly dug up dirt. So, like, anywhere where it wouldn't give, they're like, that's not a grave. And then where it would give, they're like, we'll dig here.
If only they had a witch to tell them where the bodies were.
With the dowsing rods?
Yeah.
The dowsing rods?
Yeah. So they found a total of 7 to 8 more bodies that were buried in the orchard garden area, all with blunt force trauma to the back of the heads and their throat slit. They were stripped down to their skivvies with no money, although... clearly, robbing was not their motive because some people literally had less than a dollar on them.
So it was just for sport?
Yep, just for shits and gigs. Mm.
Because fuck them, that's why.
Yeah, exactly.
That seems significantly worse.
Among the body count, they actually found George Longcore and his 18-month-old daughter.
18-month-year-old.
Yep. So there was actually a lot of mixed information about how old the daughter was, because eventually at some point along the newspaper reporting, it had got switched to like 7 to 10 years old or something like that. But again, the book that I was reading, she even addressed the issue. She's like, eventually the age got messed up, but I promise you there are neighbors. She said 19 month old.
Oh, so like down to the month.
Yep. She's like, it was a baby. So his daughter did not have any discernible wounds. So it was thought that she was either suffocated or buried alive with her father.
I don't know if that's worse or not.
Our cat's going wild.
She
hates being locked out. So she's literally just at my door.
mostly because I'm in the door. Yeah. Or what is it? I'll throw stones.
I don't even remember. The Dr. Phil fucking TikTok.
Yeah. Look, I can't handle Dr. Phil. He's not.
Yeah, it's just the audio.
So anyway.
It's just for the TikTok.
It is.
Yeah, exactly. Do it for the TikTok.
Do it for the Vine.
For the Vine. You're showing your age.
I'm not that old.
I was born in 1989.
But y'all are older than me.
It's true.
Shit.
Shit.
I was born in 91.
Oh, that's whatever. 2 years. I thought you were going to be like, I was born in 1995. I'd be like, Jamie.
No, my brother was born in 96.
You cougar? I don't think that's how that works.
No, I think that's how it works.
You man cougar.
I was like, is there a term for the other way around?
Pedophile?
I think you're cradle robber. Pedophile.
Cradle robber, pedophile.
Don't think those are the same thing. I think you got your lines crossed there.
Too many busies.
No. I try not to let my really dark sense of humor out, but I'm really good at taking like a joke from one person and making it way worse. So in addition to the 7 to 8 people that they found buried, they found 4 separate bodies, like bodies worth of parts. And they also found another victim in the well.
She was loving it. She's having the time of her life.
You have to watch a YouTube video to figure out what's going on there.
I'm not gonna tell him.
Nope.
Right.
Nope.
Shamelessly plug that YouTube. We're up to 9 subscribers. Thank you.
Look at this go.
I just hit our microphone stand.
So they found 4 separate bodies worth of parts, along with another victim in the well. So if you count the victims found at just the homestead and the other unidentifiable body parts that they found, just like random bits and bobs that they're like, this doesn't make a person. There's 5 arms here.
Yep.
It doesn't.
No. And then you also,
spider.
If you also include the, yes, like the human centipede, but worse.
What's that Mortal Kombat character? All the arms.
Goro.
Yeah. It's been a minute.
Sure.
Yeah.
So if you include all these people, and then you also include the people that were missing, like in the prairies and in the rivers that had like very similar head wounds and slit throats. Mm-hmm. That's why the victim count can reach up to like 21 plus people. So it was speculated that after eyewitnesses, survivors, my lord, I'm gonna try that sentence.
You nailed it. A motorcycle by anyway. It was a good time to pause. Yeah. After eyewitness survivalists or whatever you said.
I studied English. Did you know I did a speech class where I did a speech class in college. I got a standing ovation.
Really?
Could you believe it?
Oh my God.
I can't read worth a damn. Anyway.
Go back to your terrible sentence.
It was speculated after eyewitness survivors came forward and gathering the 1870s version of evidence that Kate would usually distract their would-be victims, usually by telling them their fortune, their future, or using phrenology. And in the meantime, one or both of the Bender men would be behind the canvas partition where the person had their backs pressed so closely against that the backs of their heads could be made out. And this is how the benders knew where to strike, either with one of three hammers, the shoe hammer, the claw hammer, or the sledgehammer.
What is a shoe hammer? Like, I assume it's for a like
hammer for shoes.
Like, for like a, well, like a cobbler hammer, but how does it differ? It's small, I'd assume, right?
Yeah, it's more.
The sledgehammer seems aggressive to the back of the head.
It's for the bigger people.
Yeah.
So from the pictures, it looks a lot like a ballpoint hammer, except minus
the ball peen hammer
at the very top.
Okay.
Yeah.
A ball peen hammer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peen. Yeah. I'm looking at it right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You could probably Google they're on display.
They're on display?
Yes.
They left the murder weapons there? That's amateurs.
Do it.
Amateurs.
So then the canvas was then drawn back to reveal the trapdoor. And then the benders would then push their victims into the cellar where the throat would be slit for good measure. Here their victims would lay for the best time to bury them, usually at night or when the ground had thawed. Holes would be dug in the garden or the orchard.
Holes with Shia LaBeouf.
Yep. The orchard.
Yep. The orchard.
We've gone full circle now. Yep. It's the start of holes.
Tried to bury them about 5 to 7.
Tired is grandpa.
The whole podcast is just starting over again.
Oh no, it's starting over.
This is the pod that never ends.
And it goes on and on, my friend.
So the benders were even careful enough to keep the subsoil and the topsoil separate so as to not draw any suspicion to like any oddly tilled dirt. Obviously, they messed up.
It's been stuck in my head the whole pod.
Sorry, I just had
if you randomly see me start doing like this, that's what I'm doing in my head.
Sorry, I just had Pirelli's elixir stuck in my head.
The hell? Senior Pirelli's?
Yeah. Yeah, Senior Pirelli's. Yep.
Yeah.
That's stuck on my head.
A shave it a face? Trim it a beard?
Beard?
No. Don't you be shaving it a face. Trim it a beard. You can trim it a beard.
I'm looking a little Amish, though.
A little bit. At least you're not Hasidic Jew just yet.
Yeah. It's the shirt. If I had like the flap hat, I'd look
probably
Amish right now.
Oh, yeah.
He could do that though. He's got that curly hair. That's why he keeps it high and tight on top.
Yeah. Well.
Good. Good. Don't go Hasidic Jew. That's not a good look.
No.
So after investigating the Wayside Inn, detectives turned their attention to apprehending the Bender family. Their trail had pretty much gone dry after following wagon tracks to the abandoned wagon.
I thought trails went cold, not dry.
Yep, totally. They went cold. The trail went cold.
Just metaphor shaming you.
The trail went cold.
And dry.
The river ran dry.
And dry.
But not Kate.
No. Nope.
Sorry. That was a stretch.
Yep.
So they wound up finding this their abandoned wagon outside of a town called Thayer. So the townspeople.
Everyone's watching the dog. No, it's
I'm waiting for her to do something funny.
Fully disassociating. How precious she is.
She's just sitting.
Right?
Okay. Keep reading. We're back in. We're back locked in.
Sorry.
No.
I just was watching her and then I looked up and saw that. Nobody's paying attention to you right now.
So,
the Hasidic Jews, what were they doing?
Wait, who are you?
So the townspeople were really upset. They once the trail ran dry.
That's right.
Decided to turn their attention on nearby neighbors and friends. So they were convinced that there was no way that either the friends or the nearby neighbors would know, like did not know what the benders were up to. So they were like, all y'all's accomplices. We need to figure out what's going on. So there were 12 false arrests and a literal torture. The townspeople wrangled up another grocer named Brockman, who was the closest neighbor. He was also a partner to John Sr. from 1869 to 1871 before the benders moved out there. I don't know what they mean by partner. I didn't dig into that.
Like grocer partner?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or otherwise.
So Bachmann was also a fellow German immigrant, and clearly all the Germans stick together. So he must have been in on all of these murders.
It's a racist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Solid. And he also must have helped in their escape and known about their escape plan. So the townspeople repeatedly hung him from a tree 8 miles out of town.
How many times you got to hung him?
So a lynching?
Repeatedly?
Would you like to know how many times?
So like, because could he like tippy toe it? Like,
no, they pulled him up till he couldn't breathe and he's nearly dead.
They let him down.
And they let him down. They did this three times.
That's torture. Yeah.
And would you like to know how much information they gathered from him?
How to hang a man repeatedly?
They didn't get any information on the benders.
He probably couldn't talk. You broke his neck at some point.
Yeah, they didn't break it. They let him down after the third time, and he just stumbled home delirious.
Oh, yeah. He didn't die?
With all the brain... no, just what a brain trooper. Damage.
He survived three hangings? He needs his own episode.
Well, that's got to be a world record.
Well, because they're pulling him up, not dropping him down.
Yeah, they're not dropping him. They're pulling him until he can't breathe. And then they let him down, and then they're like,
"Oh, it's like in that one Muppets when they stretch the guy on the boat."
What? What? Muppets? How do we get to Muppets?
When they would stretch the dude on the boat, I don't remember what Muppets that was from. Nobody? All right.
No, nope, nothing. Who watches the Muppets? They stretched
a Muppet on a boat in like four different directions.
They quartered a Muppet.
They quartered a Muppet.
Jesus, cartoons really different back then.
Apparently.
You don't okay.
Do you walk away all limp and all stretchy?
Yeah, I'm gonna find that YouTube video. Oh my it's God. Out there somewhere. Or
no
it's
wonder
all
we're all fucked up.
You way worse,
guys. He was raised in a conservative Christian home, but,
but you watch the Muppets.
And then I'm walking, draw and quarter a Muppet.
Yeah, you got to learn that discipline.
The fear of God in him early. So eventually, they let him go. And he stumbled back home.
Dragging the tree.
Brain damaged.
They said he was in a state of near delirium. I wonder why.
Yeah.
I can't imagine why.
Yeah. That eye roll. Like, it was bad. It was like.
Was it a big eye roll?
So soon the detectives managed to pick up a lead following what they believed to be the Bender's trail through like to this train station. And then from there, it had been confirmed via eyewitnesses and the paper trails that the family bought train tickets in Thayer. Kate and John Jr. went south from there. And then to the end of like the rail line, which was near Red River County, which they went into. It was by Denison, Texas.
Sure. Yeah. I know exactly where that is.
Totally. It's right here on the mitten.
There's just like, I don't know.
Yeah, not there's a no shape. Way to do Texas out of hands.
Use my forehead. It's like.
So from there, it's believed that the two moved into an outlaw colony that was between Texas and Mexico, which was considered the most dangerous part of the West. No one bothered following them into that territory because it was said that any lawman that had entered would never return once they ventured in.
Olay.
Yep. So they were like.
The food, though, was killer.
Literally.
I really could go for like a burrito, though. Like
I'm not going to lie. Burrito. Beth and I are merging to the same person. At the same time.
Even with the delay, it all syncs up.
So one detective claimed that he did follow the pair, at least to the border, where he claimed that John Jr. died of apoplexy.
Okay.
Some old-timey disease. So Ma and Pa, which were the nicknames for John Jr. and Elvira, they headed north to Kansas City, where it's believed that they bought tickets either further north to St. Louis, Missouri, or the two pairs had wound up joining back together and headed into Mexico. Or they headed north to the Wisconsin, Michigan area.
Oh, hey. We know that area.
Yeah. So according to different vigilante groups, there's multiple groups. They all claimed to do different things. They were tracked down.
No, they need to see the kitty. Look at that. Oh, you have the babies. I tried to not trap them in cords. Oh.
So anyway, these multiple vigilante groups all have different claims as to finding and murdering the benders. So according to one group, they were tracked down in the prairie where they were shot, where that group had shot everyone but Kate, who they then burned alive. Or there's another group. Yeah, I guess happy.
She's a witch.
She's a witch.
Yeah, she's a witch. Yeah.
They have to burn her.
Yeah. They have to burn her.
See, I'm telling you. So another group claimed that they lynched them and
three times
threw their bodies into the Vedagris River. I don't know. Yep. That's the name. Or that they died via gunfight and buried them in the prairie, or that John Sr. was arrested for a murder from a blow to the head in Montana, where he then escaped by severing his own foot and then bleeding to death on the run.
It's a slow run.
I was like
Saw
are
style?
We watching Saw 1?
Saw style?
That was just one of the like many things that like the rumors that like they disappeared and then this is what happened afterwards.
Just a guy on the run after sawing off a foot. It's just a great visual.
He's on the hobble. He's on the hobble.
Yeah, Igor making a run for it. Yeah.
So there were stories and speculations abound. Tons of people claim that they had enacted the revenge of the Bloody Benders, but none claimed the rewards that were put on the Bloody Benders' heads by the governor and by the lawyer brother, Alexander York, which wound up totaling $3,000, which is about $53,000 in today's monies. Either way, there have never been any truly confirmed identification of who the Bloody Benders were before their murder spree or what their fates were after they disappeared into the prairie. It is generally assumed, though, that the true identities of the Bender family was that John Sr. was actually a man named John Flickinger. John Jr. was John
Flickinger. So you don't even, they weren't actually related.
Not at all.
Doesn't and seem like they all were
was related. Elvira. Oh, sorry. That Kate was Eliza Griffith and that Elvira was Almira Meek Griffith and that Kate, aka Eliza, was Almira's fifth daughter from her second marriage because Almira's husbands just kept dying on her.
I wonder why.
At least it made the sleeping thing not as bad. You know, now they're not.
John Jr. Kate thing a little more though, if they weren't actually siblings.
Yeah.
It's also speculated that Eliza and John Gebhardt were actually husband and wife, or at the very least, lovers.
Okay. So the siblings.
It wasn't actual incest. Yeah.
But they still all shared a bed. So that's something, communal living.
Yeah. And Kate and Elvira, aka Eliza and Almira, were the only two that they believe were actually related.
It's a lot of names.
Yes. It's very confusing.
Yeah. You can separate them. There's four people. Guys.
We're so close.
Stagger them like 1 and 3 or 2 and 4. Yeah.
Yeah. It just surprises me that these people didn't know each other and they weren't related. And they were like, hey, want to murder with me? And they were like, yeah, man, let's do that shit.
That's how they find each other.
So that part blows my mind.
Yeah.
So
just a little murder club.
It's amazing how often that happens. Like, I have a very specific couple in mind, the Moores murders.
Oh, I was thinking the Less ones.
The Less murders. Terrible
joke. Yep.
Womp womp.
Or the Columbine shooters. Klebold and whatever the fuck his name was. Like,
not as interesting name as Klebold.
How do they find each other?
They were friends, weren't they?
Yeah, but like, how does it come up in conversation casually that you're like, you know what, we should shoot up our school,
or we should?
Well, there's all I can go deep into that if you want.
Overall, I'm all about the Columbine shooting. Like,
yeah,
leave that for another podcast.
Okay,
yeah.
Call back to the Columbine shooting happened because of the OKC bombing, which happened because of Waco, which happened because of Ruby Ridge.
Yep,
exactly. Top.
Yep.
To the ridge.
To the top of the ridge.
Rich white people, man.
Yeah, they're all crazy.
Yep.
Oh, whoa! As four white people said here,
they're like 60%.
I said rich.
Rich people.
I said rich white people.
Oh yeah. Or it takes an eccentric white guy. Eccentric white guy.
It takes a schizophrenic white guy who's not like properly medicated.
You just got called eccentric last episode. You might want to.
Oh.
You're outing yourself.
What did I call you?
I did say that I wanted to start a cult as a podcast joke, like just to see how far it could go, or a conspiracy theory. And there's podcasts that already do that. So like one that's called like Let's Start a Cult. I haven't listened to it, but.
So over the next 50 years, nearly any pair of women that traveled together alone was accused of being Ma Bender and her daughter, Kate.
With a sledgehammer.
Yeah.
Come lay against this curtain.
So one case went as far as extraditing two Michigan women to Kansas, where one woman quickly...
What'd they do to them?
Extradited.
I don't know what you said, but it wasn't
actually. You said extricated.
Extricated victim. They were extraditing to Michigan. Okay. I don't know what that is, but.
Take two. They extradited them.
Oh, we'll edit that flawlessly.
Yeah.
They extradited them from Michigan to Kansas, where one woman quickly threw the other woman under the bus as Almyra/Ma Bender. But records show that particular woman was actually getting married in Michigan at that time of some of the murders. So there's no way that would physically be possible.
That she was rubbing skulls.
Yeah. So there's a lot of back and forth evidence. Eventually the two were released and they wound up heading back north to Michigan. And then in 1884, John Flickinger, AKA John Sr.
AKA John Cena.
Yes. John
He was found in Lake Michigan, having died by an apparent suicide.
Trying to get to Almyra/whoever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that is the story of the biggest mystery. He died
on a boat via suicide?
No, they just found his body in the lake.
Oh, in Lake Michigan.
Yeah. And that is the story of the biggest mystery of the American West, the Bloody Benders. How do you guys feel?
Delicious. I'm fine.
Delicious. All right, Jeffrey Dahmer. So nowadays, there's nothing left standing of the house. People from all over the country traveled for thousands of miles to see the property where these horrendous deeds occurred. It was picked fully apart. Every board, brick, piece of furniture, even the stones lining the wells where a victim was found.
Like souvenirs?
Yes, they were all kept as souvenirs.
People are weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
And it was the 1870s, so they were like, sure, come on in.
There's no evidence here.
Who would go like, oh, hey, you want to go to that place, you know, halfway across the country and see where a bunch of people got murdered?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Let's do it.
Sounds great.
Let's pack up the wagon. Let's go.
Be a body shoot.
Let's not die of dysentery.
Yeah. Instead, they get apoplexy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah, that.
So
everywhere.
The hammers are on display at the Cherryvale Museum, where the museum president said that about half of the time visitors to the museum are just there specifically to see the Bloody Benders hammers.
What else do they have there?
That's it. Oh, I don't know. I have no clue. Just a
podium in Kansas. Like,
there's some corn and some pictures.
No one goes to Kansas on purpose.
Yeah.
Isn't Kansas where the giant ball of string is at?
I have no idea. You're talking six things?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think the giant ball of yarn is in Kansas.
Is it?
Yes. Yeah, I think so. I forget where the giant rubber band ball is, though.
Add it to the bucket list.
If you peek at giant ball of string, I'm out. Like, why would I go there?
You can stop on your way to the London Bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Duh.
Or in Paris. Yeah.
Michigan. We're going to Paris. We're going to stop by that next weekend. Yeah. We're going Houghton Lake. So we're stopping.
We're making it's on our the friends. Way.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't know yet. We're just surprised. They don't listen to the podcast. Bastards.
Assholes. So, to be fair, one's a nurse. So she's kind of got a lot going on.
And okay. I guess that's fair.
So she can't.
Yes.
I mean, throw a headphone in. Come on now.
Doing CPR, listening, just talking about
everyone's got to commute to work. Come on.
Right?
Yeah.
Hers is 5 minutes.
Whatever. Oh, shit.
Oh. She works out. Bitch. You can listen while you work out. I watch his streams while I work out most of the time. Wednesdays.
At least you don't watch it in the shower like apparently the other guys do. That's
fucking weird.
Yes, I have two friends that watch me while they're in the shower. I'm like, why are you telling me
that's
this?
Creepy.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, what? Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Oh, no. Just say I'll be back and then go shower.
BRB. That's all you gotta type.
Oh, I got you out in the shower. I can't talk very much. Like
they really want some phrenology done by Jamie.
Yes. Yeah. They want to read your scalp.
So there's also a dark stained knife that was collected from the homestead. It was handed over to the
Bowie one.
They don't know if it's blood or rust.
A Bowie one.
A Bowie, yes. Yeah. They collected a Bowie knife, and it was handed over to the state of Kansas from one of the York brothers' wives, but it's currently archived at the State Museum, but you can still ask to see it, though.
I'm here for that bloody knife. You got it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's get my fingerprints all over it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it.
You have sources before you forget?
I do. So I have Wikipedia, of course.
Always in your
state. Wikipedia. There's an article from CNN.com titled "Property That Once Belonged to a Family of Serial Killers Goes Up for Sale."
Let's use that term "family" loosely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They also had it for sale. Oh, fun side story I didn't include.
$10 an acre?
No. So I was reading one of these articles, and there's a family that had been farming it, like outsourced farming it. And the brother of the guy that they were interviewing at one point, like back in the 90s, rode his horse by a cistern, like an empty old cistern. He carved Kate Bender into a pry bar and dropped it into the cistern.
Okay.
Just to be an asshole.
Just random.
Why not?
Jesus.
Also, an article from Kansas.com named "The Bloody Benders, 140-year-old crime scene still fascinates today." Already mentioned Murderpedia. There was a PDF I found called "Malice, Madness, and Mayhem" by Beverly Roth. And then the book, "The Bender Tragedy," which was written by Mary York, Dr. York's wife, widow. She wrote that in 1875, which was only 2 years after her husband was murdered. So
recent.
She's a badass.
For sure.
Yep.
Nice.
And that's the Bloody Benders.
Sweet. Nice. And we obviously appreciate you guys being supporters on Patreon, which is, we would have done this anyways because we're friends and all, but
yeah.
Nice that you guys support. So if you want to shamelessly plug, you can throw out your Twitters, and I know Jamie, obviously you have content you create TikTok. As well. Your TikTok. Yeah. Whatever you want to do.
With your poor cat. That's a potato.
Potato cat.
Potato cat.
Don't.
I don't have.
I'm a potato. TikTok.
Oh, do the dash, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, did you put that out? TikTok. She does all the cat TikToks.
Yeah, I do all the cat TikToks.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I watch them all.
I do the gaming TikToks.
Yeah. I just like them and scroll.
Okay. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, shamelessly plug away.
Yeah. As Scott has probably said, I'm Big J 1066. Basically everywhere: Twitch, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Not Twitter. You looked. You're BJ.
Twitter. Yeah, it's BJAY1066. They wouldn't let me put Big J for some stupid reason. I don't know why.
Huh.
Probably because you're talking about your Big J.
Yeah, probably.
Probably. We do have your Twitch handle up on this video. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah. Nice. And they can hear you scream woo just randomly while you're playing video games.
Yeah. Or scream about macaroni and cheese.
Mac and cheese. Yeah.
Or today, I don't know if you saw my epic tweet, but I'm going to buy a Subaru. I'm going to drive my Subo woo.
I already have a Subo woo.
Subo.
Oh. I already have a Subo woo. You should make that your license
Subo
plate.
Subo woo.
Subo woo.
Subo woo.
That's.
Yeah. And I don't do anything important to shamelessly plug.
Nothing important?
No.
Would you like my papers spread everywhere?
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, I thought. I lost track of how far we were in the story because like you threw the first page. I was like, cool, she's gonna throw the page every time. We can kind of keep track where we're at.
Oh,
I'll have to post how many.
Yeah, papers. I can't see that.
The carnage is real.
It's
and now we don't have to do anything. This is the most ahead we've ever been recording on a Friday Friday night for the next week. This is unheard of.
Nice.
Oh man.
Nice.
We usually record Monday night for Tuesday.
Now the key is to find a good place to chop it.
Oh yeah,
you'll find it.
I'll just hard chop and then fade
in the middle of a sentence.
Yeah.
John Cena cut.
And scene.
And scene.
Exactly. Oh, but we appreciate you guys doing it, and
this was fun. You guys are funny, so it's
It was, and nobody got like so shit faced. They like lost control of the words coming out of their face.
No,
so.
I keep hitting the mic. I'm halfway there.
Yeah, we're gonna keep going probably after this.
I did. We gotta go watch Hot Ones.
Oh, I hit the mic too. Oh, yeah. Jamie saw me hit
so
the mic.
Times.
Yeah,
I saw it.
It's very vibrant. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, this one or
it's like,
yours.
Big metal.
Well, because there's like a coil thing.
Yeah,
here.
She keeps hitting my pop filter, not the actual mic.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it like sticks out, and like I have no.
That's what this little thing. This is my.
Yeah, I have no depth perception, so I just keep hitting it.
We have a pop filter. We just don't use them. We use the wind things and call it a day.
Yeah.
Suffer with our popping peas.
Popping peas.
Yeah, the earthquakes when I suck at sitting still so hard. Like it's not my strength. That's why we don't do many visual ones because normally I'm like, wee.
Yeah. I know. I was trying so hard not to do that because I'm at work and I do that shit. Yeah. I'm just like, I can't swivel.
I've just gotten used to it after streaming so long, you know?
Yeah, I was
focused.
Yeah.
Well, I can't even sit and play a video game for more than an hour or I get all restless and I have to stand and play and stuff.
But yeah.
Yeah. I need to get a standing desk for work.
Yeah. If I'm not live, like I usually stand up and do stuff between. I do laundry a lot in between games. That's like.
Yeah, it's how all my laundry gets done.
Yeah, it actually works out really well.
It's great. It means I don't have to do my own laundry.
It's a good way to do it.
So, good system.
Nope.
Great.
For sure. All right. Well, we appreciate you guys doing it. And we'll have to do it again.
All right. Man, appreciate it.
Oh. Huh? And if you've made it this far.
Congrats.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
We made it this far.
All right. I have a desperate urination sensation.
Is it sweeping the nation?
It is.
Okay.
All right. I have to pee.
See you guys later.
Bye.
We're just gonna awkwardly
bye.
Bye.
Yeah, well, we don't hang up on them. I'll just stop everything.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to our terrible podcast. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen. Feel free to follow us on Twitter at TMSTPod.
And if you'd like to support the show, you can find us on Patreon at Tell Me Something Terrible.
Oof, that was terrible.